From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and the European Union must move forward on a free trade agreement despite opposition to the idea. Mr. Obama spoke during a joint news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Hanover, Germany.
If you look at the benefits to the United States or to Germany of free trade around the world, it is indisputable that it has made our economy stronger. It has made sure that our businesses are the most competitive in the world.
The United States and Germany are among each other's largest trade partners and hope to build support for the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. On Monday, Ms. Merkel and Mr. Obama will hold talks with their counterparts from Britain, France, and Italy. Exit polls show the candidate of Austria's anti-immigration Freedom Party winning the first round of presidential elections, gathering more than 35% of the vote. The exit polls show the party beating five rivals, including nominees of the governing coalition. If projections hold, a runoff election will be held May 23rd. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will not consider sending U.S. ground troops into Syria. The president said there needs to be more than just a military effort to solve Syria's problems. Instead of direct military action, Mr. Obama said the international community should apply pressure to Russia and Iran, who he says are propping up the government of Bashar al-Assad. The North Korean government is calling a submarine-launched ballistic missile test on Saturday a great success, but South Korean officials are labeling it a failure, and military analysts are classifying the North Korean missile launch as, in their words, a successful failure. This is VOA News.